Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 31st. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in our second day in the book of John. And then we'll move over to the Proverbs for more wisdom and practical resources for how we should live our lives according to God's Word. In the Gospel of John, we learn about John the Baptist today, starting in verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." The author, John, is making it very clear to us that John, we know as the Baptist, was not the true light, but he came to testify to the light. And then in the end of this little passage, we have clarification about who Jesus Christ is, that he is God himself, and that he has revealed to us who the Father is. Let's read verse 18 again. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Let us now move over to the Proverbs. Today we are reading Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse 27, and we'll go through the end of the chapter, verse 35. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. The Proverbs consistently remind us that we should be a humble people. And online, I saw this little entry about the subtle signs of pride in our lives, and it got me thinking. I'm not going to read all of them, but one of them is assuming you already know something when someone is teaching, or seeing yourself as too good to perform certain tasks. Another one is feeling the need to consistently teach people things. Several others are when you disregard the advice of others, when you're constantly critical, or when you have an overwhelming need for attention or affirmation, or you're unable to receive constructive criticism. All of these are pointers to pride that may be in our hearts and in our lives. And as we seek to be in deeper and closer relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord, we want to be conformed to His image. And He, of all people, was most humble. And so my prayer for us today is that the Lord would reveal to us areas of our lives where we are prideful, and then He will help us on our quest to be more like Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, we are reminded today that pride creeps into our lives in subtle ways. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who continually reevaluate our lives and help us, Lord, to be more and more like Jesus every day. Thank you, Lord, for men like John the Baptist who led the way, who pointed toward the light. Help us to point back to the light as well. And Lord, give us the wisdom that we need for the living of these days. We thank you, Lord, on this Resurrection Sunday for the hope that we have in the eternal God who came to be one of us, Jesus Christ, our Lord, God in the flesh. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen.